Aircheckdownloads.com.
Debbie Gibson, Foolish Bees. Big hit that in America. Capital Breakfast, 95.8 FM, 1548 AM. After 8 o'clock this morning, various bits and pieces, including how the colour of your car is a key to what sort of person you are and why red car drivers are supposedly the sexiest on the road. It's 2 to 8.
On 95.8 FM and 1548 AM, Capital Report.
At 8 o'clock, I'm Gareth Furby. Detectives now believe an IRA girl, and that's the way it is at 3 minutes past eight.
95.8 FM.
Morning, Christopher.
Morning, sir.
Capital Radio.
Yeah, it's a little bit of respect out of you riffraff this morning. Capital Breakfast, Taran & Co. with Mercifully. Just the one more hour to do. Games of Picture to be won again this morning. You have to go up to Jolly Jane in the foyer and say things to her. I'll tell you more details about that between now and chucking out time at nine. And also clues, more clues revealed today about how you can get yourself two tickets to go and see George Michael in Chicago. And Partners in Crime, day two. We did that at about 8.15. We had an estate agent yesterday. And this morning we have an estate agent secretary. And stories this morning, still bits and pieces include the bride-to-be who's spending a honeymoon night fishing with her hubby. Nothing straightforward, I thought. Most girls would jump at the chance. The wife who tried to get her husband's attention by setting fire to their marital bed. And why red car drivers are the sexiest on the road. Capital Breakfast, it's 8:05. Kim Wilde, biggest hit she's had for a long time. You came. Capital Breakfast, it's 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Ah, sad news this morning. Great, great comedian Billy Connolly's had a marvellous week with the brand new, the latest little girl in his world with Pam Stevens. He went to visit the baby yesterday and got clamped.
Oh.
Ah, I always sympathise with people who are clamped. I think it's awful.
You don't.
I do. I think it must be the most awful thing, being clamped.
Sympathise,
I think it must be dreadful. Poor Billy. That's awful. Yeah, apart from...
You are
oh, come
beast.
On, you were absolutely stupid when you were clamped.
Stupid.
Cara, you were breaking...
I was there for 5 seconds.
Cara, you were breaking the law of the land, Cara,
You've
and had to be punished.
You've just reminded me. I'd like to get back to that time I
I've forgotten what you were like about when you were clamped.
I want to talk about it again.
Yeah, poor old Billy. I do feel sorry for Billy, but in your case, Cara, I make an exception. It's 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. I just do the traffic and weather.
No.
We're taken off to the car pound
You're
again.
A beast. Traffic lights are out at the junction of Hounslow High Street and Bath Road.
Capital Radio.
Sing this morning in the Mirror, I think, says Prince really must be losing his marbles. The potty pop star, they call him, who has his name emblazoned on all his clothes, still couldn't remember who he was at an impromptu autograph signing session at a London record store yesterday. Instead of Prince, he signed all the albums Love God 88.
No, he's into all that.
It's
definitely.
10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Got a great new system this morning. We've got 3 clocks, all with completely different timings on them. It could be almost anything. It's sometime between 8 and 9 now here on Capital. I think it's 12 minutes past 8. I'll just blow the dandelion. Hang on. Yes, yes, it seems to be 12 minutes past. Here's a girl having the honeymoon of a lifetime. Bride-to-be Diane Sankey is going to be spending her wedding night in a fisherman's bivouac. That's a sort of umbrella with a great tarpaulin over it. Diane's hooked angling mad Ian Emmes for a husband and agreed to turn their week... Oh, he's going for a week. A week-long honeymoon into a fishing trip. I can't wait, said Ian. We'll be fishing all the time. Ah, lucky, lucky girl. What a fabulous start to their marriage. The couple from Warrington in Cheshire, they booked a hotel for their honeymoon later this month at Grasmere, but actually they're going to spend the whole night outside in his tent. Diane, 26, said, I think you can have a romantic cuddle in a bivvy. At least I hope so. But that'll only be in between bites. Stop it. Stop that. Sorry about that. I can only apologise on behalf of the production girl. It's 9 past 8. No, it's not. It's 13 past 8. Sorry, according to this clock here, it's 13 past 8, OK? Yes, I think that's the right one. Sorry, chums. Ziggy Marley, Tomorrow People, Capital Breakfast, 26 past 8, he said, with massive confidence based on the clock he chose. It is next to his right ear, but it could be almost anything. So a lady called Patricia Wright decided to get her uncaring husband's attention by setting fire to the bed. Robert Wright, who'd remarried Patricia after their first marriage ended in divorce, awoke to find his lady clicking a lighter at the end of their bed. He snatched it from her and went off to the bathroom. While he took a shower, he smelt smoke again. He ran back to the bedroom and found the whole sheets ablaze. And while firemen were putting out the flames at the couple's home in Humberside, Robert started planning divorce number two. Sad tale. Says they first wed in 1960, divorced 15 years later, then remarried in 1980. But things soon became heated again. Said they're okay until they started living under the same roof. And yesterday the judge said the marriage is now well and truly over. And Patricia left the court with a box of matches and her new boyfriend. 27 past 8, this is Yaz.
AirCheckDownloads.com.